Tuesday, 23rd week of Ordinary Time, 1 Corinthians 6, 1-11. Brothers and sisters, how can any one of you, with a case against another, dare to bring it to the unjust for judgment instead of to the holy ones? Do you not know that the holy ones will judge the world? If the world is to be judged by you, are you unqualified for the lowest law courts? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Then why not everyday matters? If therefore you have courts for everyday matters, do you sit as judges, people of no standing in the church? I say this to shame you. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to be able to settle a case between brothers? But rather, brother goes to court against brother, and that before unbelievers? Now, indeed, then it is, in any case, a failure of your part that you have lawsuits against one another. Why not rather put up with injustice? Why not rather let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you inflict injustice and cheat. And this to brothers. Do you not know that the unjust will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor boy prostitutes, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what some of you used to be, but now you have had yourselves washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God. This is the word of the Lord. We continue to see the troubles in the community of the Corinthians. Sometimes we think that the early Christian churches were so perfect, but if we read St. Paul's letters, we see otherwise. There were troubles. And we also see the courage of St. Paul to confront them. Now, what is the reason why Christians can act differently than the world? Well, it's at the end of this reading. We have received from the Lord Jesus Christ the Spirit of God. And there are three things that we have received that I want you to remember this day. We have been washed. That happened in baptism. And that means we have been cleansed from sin and we have been indwelt by the Holy Spirit, the light, the wisdom, the presence of God. Then we have been sanctified. That means that we have been consecrated. We have been set apart for God. We do not live as those in the world precisely because we were washed. The washing is so now we live a different life, belonging to God. We are temples of God. And so the way we use our bodies, the way we use our minds, everything belongs to God. God is working through us. God is dwelling in us. We belong to Christ. We are sanctified. And third, we have been justified. Justified means we have been brought into a just relationship, into a right relationship with God and with one another. And so that has to do with morality. That means that our behavior, our relationships pertain to God's purpose. And that is also true in relation to sexuality. Our behavior as men and women of God is enlightening the way that we relate to each other, also in the use of our bodies in sexuality. God has a purpose, a plan, and that which upholds the dignity of holy marriage between one man and one woman, the exclusivity of that union, that which upholds the family as the basis of society, is to be guarded and protected as sacred by the Christian. And so, this is a new life in the power of God. In light of that, we can now see the rest of the reading. How is it that you are taking each other to court? You see, you're going to be judging angels. How is that? Well, when we triumph with Christ, when we partake of the kingdom of God, and that will be in the fullness in heaven, we will have the mindset of Christ, and we will be completely united with Christ on what he does. And so when Christ judges, we will assent to that judgment, and we will be in communion with that judgment. That's what it means that we will judge angels. Some angels fell. Those are the demons, the fallen angels, and Christ will judge them, and we will be in communion with that judgment. And so if we have this dignity, this wisdom given to us, how is it that we cannot judge petty things? How is it that we cannot bear some injustices for the sake of the communion of the community? That doesn't deny that members of the community definitely have a right for justice when they're grieved. But also in wisdom, we will find times that we will bear injustices because we love one another, because we're brothers and sisters. And we do that in order to be able to persevere in the relationships in the light of God. And so if we are a new creation and we have this participation of the mindset of Christ, we have wisdom, we should be able to judge the situations of the community among ourselves and not take it to the pagans. Now let us go to the gospel, Luke 6:12-19. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. The first thing that strikes me about this gospel is that Jesus went alone to the mountain and spent the night in prayer to God. Everything he thought and did came from this communion with the Father. And this is the union of the Holy Spirit. And this is what he wants to give to us, this communion this participation of his life. And only then does he choose the 12. Now, I encourage you, before you do anything, turn to prayer. Prayer should be the primary reality in our life. I know that some of us may be very busy, but we must pray every day. And before you make particular decisions, invoke the Holy Spirit. Every time I'm going to do spiritual direction or have even a phone conversation, I say, let's pray and appeal to the Holy Spirit to be in this conversation so that we are docile to what the Spirit wants us to talk about. And it's not just human energy. Now, look at the results. By the way, apostle means one who is sent. Now, there were many people trying to touch Jesus, to be close to him, to be healed, to see miracles, but only very few, very, very few, were at the cross. You can count them with the fingers in one hand. This is something that should make us think. Maybe we want to have an important place in the church, in the community, but are we willing to die with Christ? Now, there's a difference between apostle and disciple. The number of disciples is much broader. We're all disciples if we are learning from the Master and we are allowing him to transform us, to become more and more like him. Apostle is one now that he is sending. Of course, we are all sent in a way, but the apostles are those who are the pillars of the community, the shepherds of the community, that Jesus chose the 12 to be the shepherds of the community and to pass on the teaching through them. So we pray that we, who are in a church, may honor what God is doing, honor the ones who are called, and also support them. May the Lord bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.